Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note. This episode contains adult content and language.
Rachel is 23 years old, but met Vance online when she was 12.
The connection that we have, he just takes me to like a whole nother place. Like, it was literally, I would go to sleep on the phone with him, and I would wake up on the phone with him.
So then we Googled Vance, North Carolina, and the first hit is a public records site. 5 possible criminal records.
What? I'm just ready to get answers.
No, 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 no. Oh, my God.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Niamh Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Rachel and Vance.
What's up, everybody? This week, we have a very special co-host, someone I'm very excited about. And Here she is, Cammie Crawford.
God, I'm so excited. I can't believe it's actually happening.
All right, here we go. Okay. We got an email here from Samantha. Hi, Niamh.
And Cammie.
I'm Samantha. I'm 19 years old, and I'm from Iowa City, Iowa. I'm writing to tell you about my sister, Rachel, and her mysterious MySpace lover, Vance, from North Carolina. Rachel is 23 years old, but met Vance online when she was 12. He made my sister so happy, and to this day has brought out a side of her that no other man has.
Has she had another man?
She's 23.
She's 12.
Well, we don't know that they've been dating.
Okay.
The thing about Vance and Rachel's relationship is that it has never gone further than phone calls.
Dun, dun, dun.
When she asks to video chat, Vance goes from being Mr. Wonderful to the king of excuses. Rachel's also tried to meet him face-to-face multiple times, but after making plans, there's always a sudden reason he can't. Nothing about Vance adds up. If he loves my sister as much as he claims to, why won't he meet her?
I'm asking the same thing,
yeah. Rachel said it was okay for me to write into you. Rachel needs to decide if she's going to open a new chapter of her life with him or close the book completely. Please help my sister. Thank you.
No.
Wow. Okay, so you're coming
no.
out of the gate with a no.
It's a no for me, though.
It's a no for you.
No.
Clearly, something's up.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Rachel's been in a relationship with Vance for 11 years, since she was just 12 years old. But she's only talked to Vance on Facebook. No video chat, no FaceTime, nothing. She doesn't even have a cell phone number for Vance. Rachel's sister, Samantha, thinks there's definitely something super sketchy about the whole situation, and she's worried that Rachel can't seem to move on after all these years. She really needs our help, so Cammie and I give her a call. Here we go, Rachel. Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Rachel is adorable. She's totally natural. No makeup. She's got long, straight, light brown hair and a huge smile. Cammy immediately notices her big, shiny silver earrings.
I love your hoops.
Thank you.
So your little sister wrote into us on your behalf.
You have to be really close, obviously.
Oh, yeah. We actually live together and we're like inseparable. If I can't speak up, she's the person that's going to speak up for me.
Can't beat that sisterly bond.
So tell us how you met Vance on MySpace and sort of how this whole situation has developed over the last decade.
We were young teenagers. MySpace was the thing back then. And he had reached out to me, the connection that we have. He just takes me to like a whole nother place. Like when I talk to him, I can just feel like I'm not being judged and just have a conversation with someone. Like it was literally, I would go to sleep on the phone with him and I would wake up on the phone with him.
I just remember having a crush like that. Oh, it was such a magical time.
Was it immediate kind of crush? I'm like, this boy is so cute.
Well, of course, it was MySpace and his profile picture with him like shirtless with like his abs out and everything.
At 12?
So like,
none of the boys I was talking to at 12 or 13 had abs, let me tell you.
Right.
All right, so anyway, so in the last 11 years, were you guys were like together or sort of dating?
To me, that wasn't like a logical expectation because he's in North Carolina and I'm in Iowa. Like, especially like we're teenagers. I talk to other people and I have relationships just like he did. But he's single right now. I'm single right now. There should be no excuse at this point.
And has he ever been like serious where he's like, let's try to make this work?
He said that multiple times. We've talked about us trying to build a life together, but we're both adults. Why hasn't it happened yet?
You've been talking on the phone pretty much the whole time. You've known each other.
Yeah, but he changes his number. Sometimes he'll go ghost and I won't talk to him for a while. And all of a sudden, he'll call me off a new number.
Weird. Why has he had so many phone numbers?
I have no idea. But the last 6 months, like, I don't even talk to him on a phone. Like, it's strictly Facebook messaging.
But Facebook has, like, you can call and video message,
right?
Can't you?
Right.
There's always an excuse. He always says, I don't have a good enough Wi-Fi connection, or my camera on my phone is broke. Like, we've tried to meet. We've made plans. Like, I've even offered, like, to buy a plane ticket for him to come here. And then he made up an excuse of, like, oh, I don't have an ID.
But doesn't it concern you that if he is who he is, that he can't get his act together? What's up with this dude?
That's a big concern. I don't want another child to take care of.
Do you have a child?
I have three.
Oh, hey, girl.
Yes.
Girl. So you have three children.
I do.
How old are they?
I have an 8-year-old. My son will be 4 in November. And then I have a 5-week-old.
What? Whoa. Back up. She looks like a kid herself. I'm doing the math in my head, and this means she had a kid when she was 15. Plus, a 5-week-old, and the dad's not around. This girl has a story.
Rachel.
Wait, okay, I guess it didn't work out with the guys.
Yeah, no.
Wow, so you got your hands full.
I do, and that's when I say, like, I don't want to have to take care of another child. Like, I don't. Like, you're not going to be able to just come sit on my couch. That's not going to happen.
Does Vance know you have 3 kids?
Yes.
Do you think that the relationship with your baby's father so far hasn't worked because you want it to work with Vance?
I definitely think so.
Whoa.
I love him. I honestly love him and I care about him a lot.
All right. Well, we are going to hit the road.
We got you. Don't worry.
Yay. I'm so excited.
All right, Rachel. See you soon.
Bye.
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 All right.
Are you on board with me now?
Well, Vance is hiding something.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just like he doesn't like the way that he looks or if it's like he's just not who he says he is.
Let's go find out.
Go in Iowa. I feel like Dora the Explorer.
We hope you enjoy your flight.
Well, we made it to Iowa City, Iowa.
Yay!
We're driving through the typical Anytown, USA. Not a ton of people downtown, but some cute little shops, a bank, some restaurants. We drive past rows of neat little houses with immaculate green lawns. And up ahead, there's a big steepled stone church that was probably built back in the early 1800s.
I don't know. There's just something so perfectly American about Iowa.
It's like very homegrown.
Yeah. On this little street right here.
Woo!
Let's do it.
Rachel's street is lined with beautiful trees. All the houses are white aluminum siding with wooden staircases leading up to the front porch. Rachel's house has a wreath of lavender flowers hanging next to the front door. And knowing that she just had a baby, I've come bearing gifts.
Look at you. Got the diapers, got the wipes. We're ready to go. Hi.
Hey. Wait a second.
Do we have the wrong house? This isn't Rachel.
I'm Samantha.
I called into the show.
Samantha!
Yes.
Oh, what's up, ladies?
Nice. Hi.
Here she is. Rachel comes out from the kitchen and gives us all big hugs. She looks both nervous and excited to see us.
Hi.
We brought you some supplies.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice to meet you.
Got some diapers and some wipes.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
The four of us move into the kitchen to chat.
You guys want some tea or anything?
Sure, that would be great.
I'm a big fan of Catfish. A lot of people look up to your show.
Oh, it's nice to hear.
That's why she wrote in, because...
Yeah, well, that's why you trusted us with your sister's love life.
Little sister helping the big sister.
I know, I said that. What would she do without you?
I have no idea.
Nothing. Oh, I'm just playing.
Well, let's take our tea and sit down.
I have to go get the kids. It's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Brighten
you.
Up.
You know, it's really
good. Hope we can figure this
Thank
all
you.
Out.
I got you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hugs all around, then Samantha takes off. You can tell she really has Rachel's back. Not just writing to us, but taking care of the three kids while we unravel the mystery of Vance. We take our tea into the living room. We're ready to get more of the story from Rachel.
Let's sit down. So, when you met Vance, you were 12 years old. What was going on in your life?
I don't know how to explain it. I actually went through, I was sexually assaulted from like 9 to 10. And I shut down for a long time and just excluded everybody. And that's kind of where Vance comes into play. He came in a time where I was going through some deep things. And he was just there.
I can imagine why having somebody far away who doesn't know anything about all that would be really nice.
Yeah.
It's like a relief. Like it was an escape from reality.
Exactly. Took me away from everything that was going on.
So over the 11 years you guys have been talking, obviously there have been ups and downs. But have you always sort of maintained some sort of communication, or is it just sort of like, you won't hear from each other for a few months?
There's always been like communication there, but there's been like dips where it's a couple months and then he'll pop back up. It's been really heavy the last 6 months, but the last week and a half, he's been acting super, super weird. Like I would send him a text message and he would read it. And then a couple hours later, he sent my sister memes. And I was like, so you can send my sister memes, but you can't talk to me.
Is it possible that you're... sister and Vance have something going on?
No, she wouldn't. I can trust her. Like, I wasn't jealous.
Is he mad at you? Did you get into, like, an argument?
Mm-mm.
Is he just a bad texter? Does he send you pics?
He's never sent me pictures.
He's never sent you a picture?
That's what I'm saying. So all the pictures I see is on Facebook.
Right.
Or that was on MySpace.
Right.
Not even a dick pic real quick? Because they always send them.
No.
Hard to make a case that a 4 or 5 year old guy with a hot bod doesn't have photos of himself to send you.
Right.
All right, so what about your parents? Do they know about Vance?
Well, my mom like had him on Facebook. I'm not sure if she has him on there anymore because he switched Facebook accounts, but like my mom would talk to him.
You said he switched Facebooks. How many times has he done that?
Like 2 or 3 times.
Was there an explanation for why he made a new profile?
Mm-mm. No.
All right, I gotta see this guy.
Yeah.
All right, can you bring up a photo of him?
Rachel takes out her phone and scrolls to a photo of Vance.
All right, so here's his pic.
Okay, he's cute.
First picture is black and white. kind of an artsy picture. He's got on a black crew neck sweater, dark hair, shaved real short with a bit of a beard, very serious expression, staring straight into the camera. Smoldering eyes. In another, he's showing a big tattoo of some symbol on his forearm.
He definitely is more of like a regular looking guy than I thought he was gonna be. Seems like a bro.
She's cool. So in love.
You love him. You think he's so hot.
Rachel can't contain herself. She's giggling and looks away and covers her mouth with her hand.
Oh my gosh.
She does. Look at her face.
I'm super red right now. I can feel it.
I mean,
he's cute.
Like, his looks are just extra, I guess. Like,
right.
I'm in love with him as, like, a person, not just his looks. Like, just how we can communicate and how we talk.
I mean, that's enough for me.
Yeah. All right, well, send us an email with anything you can think of, and we'll put an end to this decade-long Sounds. Mystery.
Oh, all right, let's do it.
All right.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
She was so sweet.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
She's so in love.
Yeah, she really has a big crush on this guy.
My mind would be so preoccupied. I'd be like, I'm changing a diaper right now. I don't have time to Facebook message you.
I don't know. She's in pretty deep.
For sure. If this guy isn't real, it's gonna destroy her.
We're back at our hotel in Cammie's room. It's pretty big with a comfy green couch, two flowery armchairs, a big screen TV, and a conference-sized table where we spread out and start our investigation.
It's research time.
Okay. Rachel is on the emotional roller coaster that's been her life. She met Vance online when she was 12, says she's in love, but she's concerned because there's been so much drama and so many excuses throughout this relationship. So, first we need to figure out if Vance, or at least the guy she thinks is Vance, is really him.
After 12 years, please.
It's time.
All right, let's see if we can crack this case.
I open up my computer. There's an email from Rachel.
All right, hey, even Cammie. Here's what I remember. So Vance lived in Coates, North Carolina, but now says he's in Raleigh. I think he also lived somewhere in Florida for a bit. All right, well, that's the indication that he's a catfish. If they've ever even been to Florida, you know they're a catfish. Catfish love Florida. Okay, so here's his Facebook. I put some of his pictures on here, and they're about the same as the ones on his Facebook. All right, so we've got that. So I think we just, for the heck of it, run the photos.
Mm-hmm.
See if any of them come up.
All right, we input the three photos into Google Image Search.
Nope, no hit. Let's try this next picture. Just need one hit. Okay, no. I feel like this one would show up. This is like the black and white one. Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, so this is his Facebook page. So let's just see who his friends are.
Okay, we've got Craig with a profile picture of his abs. Erica is with an adorable puppy. Tara is on a balcony looking out at a beautiful sunset. And there's a guy named Combs who looks like a totally normal guy with glasses and a goofy smile.
I would say these people look pretty real, relatively balanced.
Yeah.
What about? Is there anything in here?
No workplaces to show. No surprise.
He has family members listed. Sarah. Same last name. Lives in Raleigh.
Sarah's picture looks like it could be from a high school yearbook. Long dark hair, big smile, nothing crazy there.
Hmm.
This feels real. There's another.
Rachel's the same. Pretty dark hair, looks like the girl next door.
She's got one cover photo. Everything is private. But we're putting together the family here. I mean, this feels right. It's got family listed, it all links up. What else do we have?
Okay, there's a site called Criminal Checker. I guess we'll try that. I mean, you never know.
So let's just search Vance North. All right, Vance. What is this? Whoa. This is insane.
Oh my God.
This guy's got five possible criminal records.
Wow. One in Florida.
Where?
Bottom, Sumter County.
What?
Combs. Somebody named Combs was on his Facebook. I saw the last name Combs.
So wait, let's go back to his page.
Yes.
Go to his friends and do a Combs search.
Boom.
Whoa. Remember our goofy guy with the glasses? Cammie nailed it.
Ooh.
I told you I'm the FBI.
Wow. This is our guy.
So there is a Vance in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
who has a criminal record, 5 different charges from 2012, 13, 14, and 17.
Pico from jail?
But if he's in jail, how is he doing this?
You know, in jail now, they've like upgraded the system. You can talk on Facebook.
You can?
Yeah, you can post on Facebook. Now search Vance mugshot and see if that shit comes up, because I have a feeling it might.
Wow!
I knew it!
There he is. Hair's a little longer, beard's a little scruffier, but it's our guy. Wow.
I knew it!
Wow!
I knew it!
You nailed it. There he is.
Oh my God.
Wow. He's a criminal.
For 6 months, she hasn't been able to talk to him on the phone. Why is that?
Yeah.
Because 6 months ago, his ass got locked up.
Unless this Vance guy is not who Rachel's talking to. Remember, she said Vance changed profiles. Maybe Rachel's not even talking to this guy.
No. I think this is who Rachel's talking to.
I think he's real. He's really talking to her from prison. And for a woman with 3 kids, it's important for her to know.
Right.
She could be dealing with someone really dangerous.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tammy and I are in the car. We know we have to tell Rachel what we found out, but this is going to be tough. But it's too important. She has to know the truth. So I dial her number.
Hello?
Rachel, we found some things that we want to talk to you about. Maybe we should meet back up.
Yeah, we can meet up at my mom's house.
Great. See you soon.
How do you think Rachel's going to take the news?
Honestly, with kids, this is the worst case scenario for her.
Yeah.
And this is it.
It's time to go break some hearts.
Rachel's mom lives on a beautiful street. Big houses shaded by a ton of trees. Rachel's waiting outside for us on the front lawn, and she's all smiles, but I'm sure she's a mess inside.
Hi.
Hi. We can go back here.
Go back?
Yep.
We follow Rachel along the side of the house into the back. There's a large patio surrounded by glass walls, looking out onto an enormous yard. There's a table in the middle that takes up the entire space. The three of us sit down at one end and I open my computer.
Have you heard from Vance at all?
No.
Okay, so let's just show you what we found.
Okay.
And take it from there.
All right. Rachel is clutching her water bottle with a look of dread on her face.
Okay, so here's where we started with your email, which had not a lot. We searched all the pictures. And we got nothing.
Which is a good sign.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. So then we Googled Vance, North Carolina. And the first hit is a public records site. 5 possible criminal records.
What?
One of which was in Florida.
Where he used to live.
Right.
Rachel's hand is over her mouth. Her eyes are like saucers, just staring at the screen.
Has he ever mentioned any run-ins with the law? Never.
No.
So then we figured, okay, if this is him and he's got this mysterious criminal background, we just figured, let's do a search just to confirm it's actually him and see what comes up. So we did. And there's a photo.
Oh my God.
It's basically a mugshot.
Oh my God.
Seeing Vance's picture is too much for Rachel. It's all too real. She leans back in her chair and turns away. I can see that she is on the verge of tears.
It's him. It is Vance.
He has been arrested at least 5 times.
It would explain the disappearing acts that keep on happening. I mean, you said the last time you talked to him on the phone was 6 months ago, about. That would definitely tie back in. You know, you're a mom. You have 3 kids to think about. Like, do you want somebody like this in their lives or in your life?
It's so scary, though. It's still scary.
Well, I don't know a lot about if he was or is in prison, what it's like, but I think I understand you can access the internet.
You can use Facebook.
It's possible that he may have been communicating with you from prison.
I don't even know what to say right now. Like, I don't know.
Suddenly, Rachel pushes her chair back from the table, gets up, and walks into the house. Cammy and I stare after her for a few seconds, but Cammy can't take it and goes inside to find her. Rachel's leaning against the wall in a hallway, completely breaking down.
Hey.
Give me a hug.
He knows everything.
You've given him more than enough opportunities to be honest with you. But I mean, maybe he thought that if you knew, you wouldn't want to talk to him anymore.
I have 3 kids with 3 different people. You know what I'm saying? So I can't judge someone off of what they had to go through to learn how to get through life.
Yeah.
But why lie about it?
The same way you were saying he was your escape from reality.
Right. I could have been that for him.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that it's right at all.
Right.
But if he is being thrown into the system over and over and over again, I'm sure he's looking for an out, right. You know? At least you know.
Right.
Well, let's figure it out.
Let's do it.
You can do it, girl. You're strong. You're a mom of 3. You got this.
They come back out to the patio, and Rachel's face is puffy from crying, but she takes a deep breath. And that tells me she's ready to keep going.
Now we need to decide, based on how you're feeling, what you want to do.
It's past backing out at this point. Like, I want to know why. And if that's really him, then, like, I need to know. And I think he deserves a chance to give explanations and to give answers before I'm like, no.
Right.
Yeah.
I imagine it'd be difficult for you to leave town. Mm-hmm. With everything you've got going on here.
Right.
So it'd probably be easier to bring him here.
Yeah. Assuming he's not currently incarcerated.
Right.
Right. We can message him together from my account and just say, we're here. We don't know what's going on. We'd love you to explain it.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So let's go back to his page.
The only way to reach this guy is to message him on Facebook. Let's see what happens.
Hey, Vance, this is Nathan from the TV show Catfish, and I love your friend Rachel making an episode. We would love to give you guys an opportunity to finally meet each other and talk after all these years. Busy life, when you can. Thank you.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. Like, I'm just, like, lost for words right now. Like, is he gonna disappear?
Is he calling?
I'm calling you on Facebook.
All right, let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
At the sound of Vance's voice, Rachel covers her mouth and turns away.
What's up, Vance? How you doing?
I mean, is this for real?
Very for real. In fact, happy to turn on my camera if that would help prove that for you.
Actually, my camera is broke at the moment, and it's the only phone I have.
Rachel is so over Vance at this point, she makes a face and throws up her hands in frustration.
All right.
Is Rachel there right now?
She is.
Hi, Vance.
Hey. What's going on?
We're here to do whatever we have to make it as easy as possible for you and Rachel to finally meet each other. You know, if we can make the arrangements for you to get here, are you down to do that?
I'm very interested in meeting Rachel, but I mean, like, it's not that easy. I can't afford it right now. Like, I don't have my own vehicle to...
Right, well, I understand. We can make all the arrangements. We'll pay for the ticket.
Well, I don't have an ID or whatnot, so getting the ticket may be a problem. Would you be able to, like, wire the money to my friend in his name, and I'd go with him to pick up the money, and then I could get the ID and go to do what I gotta do to make it happen?
Rachel looks over at Cammie in shock and mouths, "What?" Cammie just shakes her head.
I don't like this plan. I mean, look, I want to make this happen, and I want you guys to meet each other, but it just feels weird that this would be the way to do it. It seems a little shady, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
And this is like I'm really going to come. Like, I'm not going to stand there up. If you could send the money to my friend, Cesar, then I'm going to come through with the plan.
Fine.
All right.
We can send money to his friend.
Okay, my producer is cool with this, so I guess we're going with this plan.
All right, so look, I'll have one of our producers message you. You can give us the information on with Caesar's name and how much money you'll need, and hopefully it'll all work out.
We'll make it happen.
Does that sound like it works?
I'll do my best to make, you know, everything fall through.
Okay, do you currently have a phone you can be reached on? Because I know you're calling us.
Like, you can reach me on this Facebook.
All right.
All right.
That's weird. I it's just super sketchy to me.
That was him.
Yeah, that's who the voice and everything, but how he was acting, I've never dealt with that.
Wire me money and I'll get the ticket. But don't worry, I'll be there.
Don't wire to me.
My friend.
Wire to my friend.
I don't even know.
You all right?
Yeah. I'm just ready to get answers.
In the meantime, I guess, you know, just don't let yourself get too wound up. All right.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Bye.
I have to say, Rachel was pretty tough. After the initial shock from what we told her, she rallied big time. She got a little angry, which I think actually gave her some strength, but I could feel her pain.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, the guy went from being, like, unreliable and a little shady to, like, potentially, like, hardened...
criminal.
Con artist, scammer, I don't know.
She was hurt at first.
Yeah.
And then she just got angry. Hopefully he shows up. You know what they say, hell hath no fury.
I got an update.
Cammie opens the door to a room looking very stressed. We sit on the couch and I pull out my phone.
Look at this message that came in from Vance.
Thanks, Neve. I think the plane will get me there at 11.
Has anyone confirmed?
Once again, my producer is on top of it.
We sent the money.
So he got the money.
He sent it to Caesar. It was received.
Okay.
Maybe the Caesar guy is really who she's talking to.
Ay, Dios mío.
Okay. It seems like our plan is falling into place. It's time to call Rachel and let her know we're on the way.
Hello.
Rachel.
Good morning.
We sent him the money. Vance texted me and said he's coming. All that's left for him to do is just get on the plane.
Now I'm nervous.
All right.
See you soon. No. Hey.
Hello.
Oh, look at you.
Wow. Rachel has transformed herself for the occasion. She's curled her hair up in a fancy do. She's got her makeup on, black dress and strappy sandals, and of course, her big silver hoops. However she's feeling about Vance right now, she is dressed up to meet her man.
Here we are. It's now 10:15. We're in the hour of arrival.
I'm just super nervous. The unknown is scary. So it's like, I don't know how I'm gonna handle it. Like, he's gonna have to be honest.
Yeah.
And if he's not, and if he's not able to answer questions, then there's no reason for us to continue any type of communication. He just texted me. He said, I'm here. Just landed.
All right. I mean, look, why don't you tell him, meet us at Turkey Creek Park.
Rachel texts the info and stares at the phone. She can't believe this is really happening.
Getting real.
Yeah, right?
Very.
It's like a 20-minute drive from here, so we should
head out.
Let's do it.
We're on our way. Rachel's next to me in the front seat, just staring out the window. As we cross a bridge over the railroad tracks, she calls her sister to give her the update.
Sam.
Hi, so me, Neve, and Cammie are on our way to the park to meet Vance.
Well, are you excited?
I mean, I don't know if that's what you would call it. I'm just trying to keep, like, a level head. I don't want to get myself excited and then it not be him. I don't want to freeze up.
Well, hang in there. Be safe. I love you.
All right, love you too.
What's there?
No.
The park is beautiful, a forest of trees. We pull into a parking space in the empty lot and find some picnic tables under a wooden gazebo.
All right, well.
It's a waiting game now.
So he should be here.
This is not okay. I've never been this nervous in my life.
Oh.
Who's that?
This looks like a Uber-esque type car.
A silver sedan drives quickly through the parking lot. It makes a U-turn and parallel parks across three spaces. Rachel starts shifting nervously around on the bench. She can't look in the direction of the car.
Oh my God, no, no.
Oh, whoa.
No, 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 no. Oh my God.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The passenger door opens, and Vance walks towards us with a very determined look on his face. He comes right up and shakes our hands.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Neve.
Vance.
Good to meet you.
I'm Cammie.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Meanwhile, Rachel has walked to the other side of the picnic tables. She's taking deep breaths, clutching her chest, and looks like she's about to pass out.
Well, let's let her come out when she's ready. Well, thanks for showing up.
Not a problem. Said I'd make it happen.
You did.
We're happy you're here.
Yeah. I got so many questions, but I want Rachel to hear everything. So whenever you're ready, we're waiting.
Rachel pulls on her necklace and shakes her head. I guess after 11 years, this is all pretty overwhelming. I mean, it's almost half of her life.
Should I walk her over?
Yeah, maybe.
I think this needs a woman's touch. Cammie walks over to Rachel.
I'm, like, so stuck right now. I can't even think.
It's time to boss up. Let's get it together. You owe it to yourself. You want to know. You can do it.
Oh, my God. I feel sick to my stomach.
Well, if you throw up, I'll catch it for you.
Here they come. I'm looking at Vance, and he is confused but stoic. All right. Why don't you say hello?
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Fam.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Rachel literally cannot look at him. She turns her face away and puts her hands up to block him from her view.
This is real.
He's here. He came a long way. It's been a long time.
Wow. She's a little shook right now.
Vance nods his head, but he looks really hurt by how Rachel's acting. Maybe even a little angry.
All right, well,
why don't we discuss the elephant in the room? She sort of told us that you'll kind of stop talking and she won't hear from me for a while and then you'll pop back up. Is that because you were in some sort of detention center or?
No, not at all.
We found what looks to be an arrest record.
Maybe if you could just shed a little bit of light on, you know, what's been going on with you, just to give her some clarity so she knows.
The arrest is just what it is. It only happened one time, and it was all dismissed.
So you did not serve time or?
No.
You haven't been in jail or anything?
No, I went to jail. They held me overnight.
Oh,
the
well,
next
okay,
morning and released
right,
me.
Right.
There were a few listed from different years.
In North Carolina, mostly, and then once in Florida.
Not with me.
So I've never been arrested once.
No. The only thing I ever got in Florida was a speeding ticket.
Okay, so maybe those other things weren't just those speeding tickets you mentioned. Good to clear all this up. So, I see you live in North Carolina.
Yes.
And what is it that you mostly do in terms of work or school?
I mean, I kind of just been living life, bouncing around. You know, my parents aren't there for me. I kind of just been struggling. Well, I don't go to school, but work, I just kind of do like cash jobs, like whatever comes my way, little gigs off of maybe Craigslist or whatnot. It hasn't been easy for me.
At the moment, you have a place with friends or?
I'm actually staying with a friend as of right now.
Okay. You're not hiding some secret life or?
You don't have a girlfriend or a wife or a?
Kids.
No.
Everything you've told her this last whole time has been true.
Yeah.
Either your phones have been broken or you haven't had a place or you've been in between work or you just haven't had money to come visit. That's all legit.
That's all legit.
But, I mean, the funds were never really an issue because I've offered.
Rachel is finally talking to Vance, but she is staring in the opposite direction.
You did on the funds, but still, what about, like, the ID? It's not that easy.
But, I mean, you need to have an ID.
I don't have a lot of things.
What about the times I tried to come out there?
Did you come? You can't blame me for something that you didn't do.
Not as easy for me just to pack up and just come. Like, I have to plan out childcare.
Like, you spoke to...
He's saying that he felt like you sort of would bring it up but never really follow through.
It never went past, oh, yeah, well, I can come there. And then it was never really talked about again.
I can tell Vance is getting frustrated. I mean, Rachel has not looked at him this entire time. He shakes his head and shifts on his feet.
Okay, so that day when I wrote you and you literally read it and did not say anything back to me, why could you just up and send my sister Sam a message like it was nothing?
You're talking about the time he texted Sam but didn't get back to you right away.
Right, which is fine. Like, I wasn't jealous. It was more of, you weren't talking to me, you weren't responding to me, you were leaving my messages unread, but you were writing her.
Was that just one day?
It's been a couple times.
I don't know.
Time out. This sort of sounds like a bunch of stupid, petty shit. Okay, look, let's get back to the strange, but still, I think, lovely reality that, like, you guys have been talking for a really long time, since you were kids. You've had your life, he's had his. They've been very complicated in their own ways, but now you're here, finally. Let's not let this little sort of details totally ruin this.
This is the moment you both have been waiting for over a decade.
It's not that I'm not happy to see him. I don't know what to say. I don't know how I'm feeling right now. Like, it's just a lot.
He's here.
Right.
And if there's no big, crazy, messed up secret, this is the guy you've been talking to for a long time, and he came here to see you.
It doesn't have to all be happy butterflies and rainbows, but it can, like, can there be a little bit of relief? I feel like maybe we need to just, like,
hug it out.
I literally nudge Rachel over in Vance's direction.
Okay.
Just stand in front of him and look at him. He's here. He wants to look at you. You want to look at him. Just look at each other and acknowledge that, like, wow, here we are. I mean,
I don't even want a shake.
Yeah, I don't think so. Vance pulls Rachel into his arms and they hug. Boy, do they hug. Like, they'll never let go.
Yeah, there we go.
It's about time.
Oh, I love love so much.
I'm real. You're real.
Didn't that feel nice?
This is great. I would love to just let you guys talk without our awkward supervision. We could even just sit right here on a bench. You guys have a lot to talk about.
Get to know each other. In real life, IRL, as they say online.
IRL.
Okay, well, let's sit down. We're gonna go hang in the car.
Holler if you need
us. Yeah, we'll just be right over there. Cammie and I leave the two lovebirds at the picnic benches. It's crazy thinking about what it must be like to talk to each other face to face after all this time.
This is crazy. On the phone, it's different. Cause like, it's I can just talk different. To you.
Very different. It don't seem real, does it?
No.
Woo!
I mean.
Wow. It was weird.
Is it usually that awkward?
No. Obviously, she's very nervous.
She was going through a lot of emotion.
Yeah, and I think he is too. I mean, I could see he was shaking, he was trembling a little bit. He was definitely nervous.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, they'll recover from that, I think.
I feel like I just, like, dropped my daughter off at her first date, and now I'm just, like, trying to see what goes down.
So it looks like Rachel and Vance are actually talking to each other. Can't tell how it's going, but I do see that they're sitting kind of far apart on either end of the bench.
What do you think?
What do you mean?
I came all the way out here. I'm obviously interested in you. Are you excited?
I've been excited. It wasn't even that I wasn't excited.
I didn't know.
I keep things bottled up and and it's weird.
I get the sense that he's down.
Yeah, he seemed open.
I just think he's a little too proud to admit that, he's broke.
Yeah.
He's struggling.
Yeah.
He's sleeping on a friend's couch. And even bus tickets aren't cheap.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably $250 or more. You know, and that's a lot of money for him.
Yeah.
What do you want to happen? What do you think?
I mean, I definitely don't expect you to just be like, oh, yeah, I'm moving tomorrow. It's not realistic for neither you or I, but I think that we should, maybe plan a trip, maybe me and the kids and Sam or whatever.
I mean, I'm open to doing all that. I care about you. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Knock, knock.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Why don't we go get a bite to eat, let you guys hang out?
First date vibes, perhaps. Yeah.
Great. Let's go. The four of us walk to the car. Vance and Rachel get in the back seat, and finally, there's a big smile on her face. All right. We survived.
We definitely did. For a moment there, it was iffy.
On the drive to the restaurant, everybody starts to relax. Both Rachel and Vance have some good laughs along the way, and things are looking up. It's time to let these two make it on their own.
All right, guys.
We're just going to drop you off here.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Have fun, guys.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Rachel.
Have fun. Enjoy.
This seems great.
Relax. Okay.
Cammie and I watch him go inside, and then we drive away. Well, I think our work here is done.
I'm very satisfied.
We got him through the rough patch. I have a good feeling about them.
I do, too.
I'm excited I got to meet you. I'm really excited.
It wasn't that I wasn't excited to see you, because I was, but I was stuck.
Well, I think that we should kind of just take it step by step.
I mean, we talked about building a house and having a family. Is that something you want to do?
That is something I want to do.
Down the road?
Yeah.
I do too.
I'll get my ducks in a row so I can pull my own weight.
Yeah.
That was a tough one. I could not figure out what was going on with Rachel. I guess it was just a lot to take in after so much time. I mean, Vance seems like a good guy, but that's a complicated situation. Can he get his life together? Who knows? I'm just glad they finally got to meet after 11 years, and now it's up to them. 3 months later, it's time to check in with Rachel.
Hey!
Hey!
Rachel looks great. Happy. Her face is actually glowing.
What's up, Rachel? What's up with you and Vance?
Uh-oh. I mean, we were talking a little bit, and he was just acting super weird. I was just like, I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not going to keep, like, trying to beg you to be in my life.
So sorry. It felt like there was some optimism in that maybe he was going to get his act together.
No. Right after we saw each other, he had asked me to, like, send him money. So, and I was like, no.
I mean, I was bummed, but then once you said that, I'm over
right.
It.
I don't want to have to take care of another person. Like, I just had to, like, snap out of it.
Good for you, girl. You seem, like, freer.
Yeah, now I can, like, get myself together and move on and not have that what if in the back of my head.
And what about your sister? How's everything going with her?
She's actually right here.
Samantha pops on the screen next to Rachel. Big smiles.
Hey, girl.
Hey. At least you got your sister through all of this to be there for you, so that's awesome.
We're family. Me and my sister have been through so much. Come on.
All right, girls. Be good.
Bye.
Bye.
So, I don't know what's up with Vance. We tried to reach him, but he never responded. I am really happy, though, that Rachel is moving forward. This whole situation was totally keeping her stuck in one place, and now she's finally free. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app if you want to listen ad-free. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound designed by Marcelino Villalpando. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our senior producer is Janine Cornelow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.